Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mate, we're going to talk all things soccer. We've got Matty Buter on the line. Matt, are you there, mate?
Yes, good morning, boys. How are we?
We are fantastic, mate. We're coming to you live from Chemist Outlet at Erin Heights. So all things happening here, mate. But plenty happening, especially last night, Matt. Good news for Mariners supporters. The Jets doing them a favour by having a draw with the Wellington Phoenix. So with the game in hand, the Mariners are only 1 point behind. So very handy for the Mariners.
Yeah, it was a big result last night, actually. I went to the game with a mate of mine and watched the Jets, who actually could have stole all 3 points off Wellington. It's a tough game for Wellington to come down at McDonald Jones Stadium. But yeah, the control's in the Mariners' hands now, which is great. They've got the game in hand, of course. The game this weekend's postponed, I believe, against Adelaide. But yeah, the Jets for the final round, round 26, the F3 Derby, which will be a cracker. So hopefully the Mariners can do it over. Wellington actually had a penalty in the last 30 seconds, which was missed. So yeah, that was great for Mariners fans, and hopefully they can go back-to-back premierships.
Look, we've spoken about it for the last couple of weeks. They control their own destiny now.
Yes.
Right? And one thing I do know is that despite the fact of where the Jets are sitting, it makes no difference when it comes to an F3 derby who's ahead of who, that they will be doing their damn best to try and spoil the party for the Mariners. I have no doubt about that.
And Matt, you said that game was up at McDonald Jones Stadium, that final round?
Yes. Correct.
Well, that'll be their final game. They'll have a good crowd there for the derby, so there'll be plenty riding on that. But the Mariners during the week, Matt, had in their first leg of the AFC Cup, won all with Abdish Atta in Kyrgyzstan. They're actually stuck over in Kyrgyzstan at the moment, doing a bit of sightseeing I saw on the social during the week during the flooding at Dubai, which forced the postponement at Adelaide United. So the second leg will be played on that, and this Wednesday at Industry Stadium. So obviously, the advantage should go back to them being able to draw away from home, so have the home ground advantage. Hopefully, they'll get through to the final.
Yeah, they've been strong at home, of course. If you look at their previous results in the AFC Cup, they can jag a result, get a point away, but they've always looked very strong when they have that second leg at home. And I think, yeah, playing on home turf with a home crowd, I have no doubt they'll get the points and continue their AFC Cup run. And, of course, with the league being so tight as well in the A-League, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I think Mark Jackson's doing a great job just taking game by game and making sure that, you know, their boys are ready to take on whatever job they have to do. And, yeah, confident they'll continue their run. And, yeah, look, just to rest their legs over this weekend and prepare for that midweek next week, I think it's great.
With the A-League guys doing so well, the women are following in their footsteps, and a strong performance down in Melbourne in a quarter-final performance. They obviously nil all through in regular time, but went into penalty shootout. They won that 4-2, which now gets them playing the first leg of the semi-final against Sydney FC on Sunday. In fact, there's a doubleheader, I believe, at Industry.
Oh, it's not a doubleheader now because it actually got the men got postponed. So
it was going to be a doubleheader. Right, okay.
So the women, it's been brought forward to 3 p.m. now. So
yeah, fantastic. So they're the main event.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
look, you know, if you're a Mariners supporter, get along and support these girls. They've done a great job this season. So they take on Sydney FC, the second leg next Saturday. Newcastle Jets take on Melbourne City after they beat Western United 4-2 in the other semi-final. So the F3 teams are doing extremely well, but get behind our girls.
The interesting one with that one, attribute to Matt is that Casey Dumont was obviously the star for the Mariners in goal, saved the penalties, but she also went down the other end and scored one of the penalties. So very rare that you get the keeper to go down and take one, but she's she was a star and she's had a fantastic season. She will be pivotal again over the next two weekends, obviously, as they look to make the final in what is their first year.
Yeah, fantastic effort from the girls. Fantastic effort and well done to them. Hopefully we can get somebody next week, one of the coaches or someone involved in the club there. Matt, Champions League, Arsenal and Man City knocked out by some of the big guns, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, who will now meet in the semi-final.
Yeah, I think, that's all the English clubs knocked out now, which is interesting.
Yep.
I think from a club's point of view, the Champions League's the biggest thing to win you can get as a club. So all their attention was obviously put into those games. But yeah, both teams knocked out and now I guess their attention is just all towards the Premier League race. A couple of results over in the Champions League as well. PSG knocking out Barcelona, which was a crazy second leg game there, coming back from the death. And even Liverpool in the Europa League knocked out overnight as well in aggregate 3-1. So those top three teams in the Premier League have now got only one thing to focus on, which is the Premier League race. So no European football for them.
It's interesting with that, Matt, because last week we saw a couple of upsets in the EPL where clearly those teams had other focuses or other areas that they were focusing on. But it'll be interesting to see what those losses mean for Arsenal and Liverpool when it comes to the EPL Premiership now, when you consider Man City sitting on 73 points, Arsenal and Liverpool on 71, only 2 points behind, and Aston Villa 63 with Tottenham. Tottenham have got a tough run. They play, obviously, I think they play most of the top three sides if they haven't already played one of them.
Yeah. Well, the thing with Tottenham, though, is because of the Champions League and the FA Cup, which is also on a night, is that they've got to play over a period of space of 8 days. Tottenham's got to play Arsenal, Chelsea and Liverpool over a period of 8 days. So that's if they can make the top four with that, they've certainly deserved it. And obviously, the results during the week with the two English sides getting knocked out of the Champions League, I think Liverpool and one other side got knocked out of the Europa Cup as well, as their chances of getting that fifth automatic spot into the Champions League next year would nearly almost be gone. So Tottenham and Ange, for them to get into the European Champions League next year, they're going to need to finish in the top four. So they've got a tough run in. They've had a good year, so we'll follow that with interest.
Matt, how do you see the EPL playing out? Do you think Man City, with their experience and what they managed to do last year, knowing where they've been in this situation before, do you think they're positioned where they want to be right now?
Well, yeah, thinking with my head and not my heart, of course, an Arsenal fan, I think Man City have got the quality all around the pitch. They've been in this position so many times before, and so many times before they've gone on to win it. I think they've won three out of the last four, or maybe four out of the last five years, Premier League. So it's nothing new for the players there. They know what they need to do. And yeah, with being out of the Champions League, of course, that was a focus for them, being treble winners last season. But yeah, all their focus can go straight into the Premier League now. And look, I won't be surprised if Man City go on to take it out. But wow, I'd love to see Liverpool put in a good chase with the last year from their coach, as well as Arsenal. They haven't won a Champions League Premier League title for 20-odd years now. So I just want it to be a good race. I think Man City, they're in the position of control right now, and rarely do they, drop points.
Yeah, I can't see Man City getting beat from here. I think they've just got the experience, but that's their only sole focus. Admittedly, they're still in the FA Cup. The semi-finals are on this weekend, and they're playing Chelsea, Coventry playing Man U in the other semi-final. But I think the EPL Championship will be what they'll be focusing on now.
Sorry, just on that, the FA Cup, Coventry, they're not in the EPL. So we're a big chance of actually seeing a Manchester derby in the FA Cup final, which would be enormous, I would imagine.
Oh, it'd be huge at Wembley.
Especially
with United, they're out. They're struggling to make it to Europe, so this will be their big opportunity.
Yeah, amazing. Hey, Matt, thanks for your wrap, mate. Really appreciate it, mate, on short notice. A comprehensive, as per usual. Glad you got to the game last night, buddy. And look forward to catching up with you over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to the finals for the A-League. And, of course, the EPL race continues with some 7 or 8 games to go.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Matthew Buettner there, our soccer expert. We're coming to you live from Chemist Outlet on the Central Coast Highway at Herona Heights. We're going to take a quick break. For discount medication, choose Chemist Outlet. Outlet prices every day. You're listening to Saturdays on the Coast, coming to you live.